are going through by delegated powers and not coming before this committee. I want to make absolutely clear that that is not the case. This committee has made it absolutely clear that they want all the reports to be presented with as much information as absolutely possible, rather than us then discussing things that the officers haven't got answers to. And on that basis, there are probably 10 large applications in the pipeline which are all waiting for the applicant to come back to the officers with further information. So that's why there is such a delay. But as I say, the committee made absolutely clear they wanted all the information presented to them. And as far as scrutiny is concerned of applications, the officers will talk to Chris Elson, who will then talk to Robert and myself, and if necessary talk to James. So everything is scrutinised all the way along, and if there's any question whatsoever that should be brought before the committee, it is actually brought before the committee, and there's no pushing it through when nobody's looking. And council agree, as the lead member for the Labour group, has access to all the information and all the officers. I hope you'll concur with that, John.
I do.
Thank you, thank you. So we'll now move on to the actual agenda, if we could. All persons present are reminded that the meeting may be recorded, and by attending the meeting you are giving your consent to being filmed and your image being used. You are kindly requested to make it known to the chairman if you intend to film or record this meeting. Council is aware that planning applications may be controversial and voted for those affected by the decisions made by this committee. However, all persons present are reminded that the council will not tolerate abuse or aggressive behaviour towards staff or other visitors attending this meeting, and anyone behaving inappropriately will require to leave the meeting and the building. The monitoring officer would like to remind members that when they are considering whether the following items are exempt information under the relevant paragraph under Part 1 of Schedule 12A of the Local Government Act 1972. They must have regard to the public interest test. This means that members must consider for each item whether the public interest in making the exemption from disclosure outweighs the public interest in making the item available to the public. Agenda Item 1 is apologies for absence. I have apologies from Councillor Canning. I understand she's quite poorly, so if possible, could the doctor send it over to the room? This is okay. Thank you, John. And we also have Councillor Keithy, who is suffering from down to strength. I don't think I need more to apologise. Agenda Item 2, declaration of interest. All members are aware of the further problems. Are there any declaration of interest? Could you please state in pecuniary or non-pecuniary to which item it relates and for what reason? So have a declaration of interest.
Yeah, I've been loving on that. Play one and
Any others?
Yeah.
Agenda Item 3. Can I please confirm the minutes from the last planning committee meeting held on the 8th of January 2019 and an accurate record of proceedings? All in favour, please show. Anyone against? Thank you. The minutes are approved. We now move to the only agenda item we have. That's the employment development, including direction of four buildings for Class B, 1C, stroke B, 2B, A purposes. I'll pass to the officers. Thank you. Thank you, Chair. This scenario photograph of the site showing site's location adjoining Barden Road with petrol station to the north and the mineral railway line running around the south of the site with Barden Quarry over the road. That's levels across the site, and that's the master plan showing the proposal for four units, and this application seeks permission for a flexible consent for the use group technologies and Unit 2 and 3 are proposed to be occupied by the CMS sector, both local companies in the Colwell area. Wimbrow specialise in the manufacture of aero and industrial gas turbines. They have existing offices on Woodley Business Park and a manufacturing base on the Heritage Industrial Estate. Wimbrow wish to retain their Colwell base, but wish to bring both of their manufacturing and head office parts of the business under one building. CMS says they're a large manufacturing supplier to the mining, quarry, demolition and recycling industries. They have existing offices and a manufacturing base on the Heritage Industrial Estate, and they are looking to expand their current business. The application is accompanied by letters of support from both companies identifying the need, the development, in order to retain and expand the local workforce. The Council's Economic Development Officer is also in support of the proposal and has been working with Wimbrow for a number of years to find suitable premises locally. In terms of principal development on the site is located outside the limits of the development, but policy EC2 of the local plan does allow for new employment units where there is demand. The local plan identifies a shortfall in relation to non-strategic uses, those which are less than 9,000 square metres, such as this proposal. And this proposal would help to meet the overall requirement as set out in the local plan. In this instance, a local need has also been identified in relation to the two local businesses. In terms of highway safety issues, a new traffic control signal T-junction is proposed on Barden Road. The submitted plan shows how these works would relate to improvements that have already been allowed at the Barden Quarry entrance. The junctions along the A511 are already at capacity, and therefore a suitable contribution towards the Colville Highway Infrastructure Fund is sought, which the applicants are agreeable to pay. The County Highway Authority raised no objection to the proposal, subject to these conditions, to planning conditions and the obligation for the contribution. With regards to the design of the building, a high quality design has been sought given the site's prominence from along Barden Road and the site acting as a gateway into Colville. The scheme includes elements of glazing on prominent areas of buildings and for a detailed landscaping scheme that includes for the planting of semi-mature trees along two funds along the site frontage. This would respect the site's location in the National Forest. A public right-of-way runs through part of the site and the District Council is currently considering an application to divert this right-of-way at the present time. There are no other relevant material planning considerations that indicate permission should not be granted. It's therefore recommended permission is granted subject to conditions and subject to a legal agreement to secure highway contributions. Members' attention is also drawn to the update sheet as additional objections have been received from surrounding members of the public. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you. Please put the County Councillor, Councillor Michael White, come forward to make their representations. I want to remind you, Councillor White, that you have a maximum of 3 minutes to speak. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to. You need to switch off your microphone. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to thank you for allowing me to speak on this item. I'd like to urge members to vote against the officer's recommendation. Many residents have contacted me concerning this application. Members need to realise that adding more vehicles onto Barden Road will have a detrimental effect on the local area and its residents. Already pollution levels are rising along this stretch of road and set to increase dramatically if further traffic is allowed. Pollution levels are
you've not got a mobile phone in your pocket, have you? No.
Consider that. Already pollution levels are rising along the stretch of road and set to increase dramatically if further traffic is allowed. Pollution levels are a serious issue and will need to be addressed within the near future due to the current traffic flow using Barden Road. Concerning the land in question, members need to ask themselves if they are happy going against the local council's plan, which states the site is outside the limits of development. to add that members need to be aware that there are a number of commercial sites still available in the modern industrial estate and other sites nearby that could easily cater for this type of development. So why this is the only site within a coastal area in the report is ridiculous and completely misleading. I understand officers are trying to put a commercial case forward, but the negatives of this application far outweigh the positives. I do hope members will take on board these concerns and move on refusal of this application. On the additional report, the County Authority states in the state paper that the scheme would not result in significant impact. It's a significant, so it's definitely going to have an impact, but it would absolutely be going to have a major detrimental effect on the local residents on the surrounding area. Finally, I would like to add that there will be additional ACV knowledge used in Barton Road very soon due to the extension of the Barton quarry, which needs to be taken into consideration. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Watt. I apologise for the background noise. Can we please remain there, Councillor Watt? Do the members of the committee have any questions for Councillor Wyatt on planning and roads? No, thank you. Thank you, Councillor White. Please, could the applicant's agent, Mr. James Hicks, come forward to make their representations? You have 3 minutes, Mr. Hicks.
Not that covered, but...
Even like it's not.
Thank you, Chairman. My name is James Hicks. I'm a director of Pegasus Group and I'm the agent for this application. I'm delighted that it's been reported to this committee this evening with this favourable recommendation. Your officers have thoroughly presented the application and I will not waste your time repeating the same that they've made in their report. What I will do is provide a little explanation on the evolution of the scheme for the committee's wider benefit. The scheme is born out of a long-running search for new premises for coal-based quick growth technologies. That where they have been looking for new premises in the Colville area to allow them to consolidate and grow their business. Following an extensive site search, it became obvious that there were no vacant sites in Colville or surrounding areas that would meet their future employment and occupational needs. In the absence of any available brownfield sites, the application site was identified because of its position on the edge of the urban area, ability to gain access, and its relationship to other employment uses locally. I should add at this point that the allocated sites in the local plan were considered, but none were deemed suitable given their distance from Colville. The scheme has been subject to consultation and extensive pre-app dialogue with council officers, the chief executive, the economic development officer, the urban design officer, and most recently with colleagues of the planning team. The scheme represents the culmination of many months of design development with the council. As well as providing for Wimbrose needs, allowing them to retain and grow jobs in Colville, the site has been identified by CMS Setcut to meet their growing occupation and accommodation requirements. In addition to the remaining buildings that will be offered to the market on a speculative basis, providing future potential investment and growth in Colville. The scheme meets with approval of all consultees, addresses all issues raised, and very importantly, is committed to contribute £272,000 towards the Colville Contribution Strategy, along with the requested travel plan, packs and bus passes, as requested by the County Council. I'd like to take the opportunity to thank the collective officers for their assistance in getting to this point, and hope that the committee is able to support their recommendations as set out in the report.
Thank you, Mr. Hicks. Are you willing to take questions from councillors if there are any?
Yes.
Are there any members of the committee wish to ask any planning questions to Mr. Hicks?
Myself, I second.
Thank you. Please could the ward member, Councillor Michael Spratt, whose ward is affected by this application, come forward to make representation on behalf of the ward. I remind you that ward members may speak for 5 minutes in total. Thank you.
Good evening, Chairman, members. Thank you for the opportunity to make representation, and I don't think it will take 5 minutes. Barton Road. One of my constituents a little while back involved a inquiry from one of my electorates regarding a Silver Street. It wanted it closed. However, it was under a TTO. When I asked the question in the planning department, why was Ragged Silver Street in the TTO on Barden Road, I was told because it's the gateway to Cromwell. I'm going to now refer to, I don't think it's in the agenda booklet, but it is on the Council's Employment Provisions Allocation document. Date 4.22 of that document, it says, having regard to the settlement hierarchy, which identifies Coalville as an urban area and the main town, and so was the first place to look at. However, no suitable sites were considered. In addition, as noted in policy EC1, there is a squire and dormant land in Coalville. It goes on to say, take 4.22, it should be noted that some of these primary and dormant areas have yet to be completed. The remaining parts of these sites, which have yet to be built, are included in the commitment figure set out in Table 5. There's a site outside of Coalville and away from Barton Road, which is predominantly residential, known as Interlink Way South, which is allocated. I now want to talk about vehicle movements. I've just seen the update sheet, and the update sheet says the overall number of jobs could be between 328 and 380. Well, with 196 parking spaces, if it's 380, that's 100% less than is required, unless, of course, there is going to be shift working on site. There's also proposed allocation for 45 lorry parking lanes. And it says in the agenda that 101 light vehicle movements and 30 HGV movements in peak hour. So we're talking about roughly 100% less of car movements and only 66% of HGV movements predicted. However, having travelled in here this evening along the A501 from Cyprus, which is the main gateway from the A42 to the M1 and beyond, the traffic is constant. And it's constant virtually throughout the day. So, I then look at the traffic control signal T function on the A501 as part of this provision for this scheme. And I did a bit of research. And that research related to nanoparticles and our environment. And I went on Google and I found a study carried out by the University of Surrey. And that survey says, in brief, that deep particle concentration was found to be 29 times higher than during free flowing traffic conditions. Consequently, all the people along Barden Road, as the traffic's backing up to these traffic lights, are going to have their quality of life eroded even further. And it also goes on to say in that report that those drivers spend just 2% of journey time passing through junctions managed by traffic lights. This short time contributes to about 25% of total exposure to these harmful particles. This land, being called as Eden, is not identified as part of the Gordon Valley, and is actually covered by policy S3. So I would urge you to reject this application on our local plan, which is carrying weight and should be the finishing point for this application, and reject it on the grounds of policy S3 countryside and highway concerns regarding nanoparticles and the environment. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Spratt. Do any member of the committee wish to question Councillor Spratt on any planning? No? Thank you, Councillor Spratt.
Thank you, Chairman. Members.
Would the officers like to comment on the representations made?
Chair, it's very much like the Bible. It can be interpreted and used to the effect of which one wants it to be used to, and this is what I find very disagreeable. Thank you, Chair.
As a beginning, we have Councillor Lagrie, then Councillor.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor. With the signals proposed on the 511, is how that must have an effect on the rest of the network in the area. In particular, I'm deeply concerned about Grange Road, and I'm also concerned about Waterworks Road, with drivers diverting when there's holdups down there. Everybody knows that the 511, particularly through there, without the bypass, is already at capacity, if not beyond. I know from my own experience is that they can use accountable, they can use an algorithm to come up with an answer specifically. So I feel a bit on record here, I feel rather aggrieved that I have to have that information. I think that the in the end, the traffic being diverted, particularly in my case, and a lot of members might speak up about Grange Road, because it's already been made to the right front, as you're probably aware, Chair, there's a red brick on two roads. And which causes a great deal of grievance to the people who live in the village of Huddlesfield. And just adding one more notch into this is that how many employees we're going to get on this site plan is unknown. I accept, Chair, that we can only look at this application. This is the only application in front of us. It's not a planning issue for me as a decision maker to say it's not in the right place, it's not, you know, there's other land available. Councillor Specht mentioned the fact is that there is obviously land available in the Colville area. But I can't argue that point. We are only looking at this application. I share Councillor Specht's concern about deviating from the local plan. The scrutiny last week, Chair, on another issue is that members were unanimously condemning the council to move away from the policies of the local plan, in that case on affordable housing. But I still, I went and I met with that scrutiny panel, but I still feel the same way, is that we either have a local plan and we stick to it, or we don't. My side, outside this decision-making non-political chamber, is that the local plan is a local plan, and we need to get the local plan approved, because it allowing the previous situation allowed developers to go to but we have a local plan in place, Chair, and I feel really aggrieved that yet again we're having papers put in front of us to say, okay, well in this case, chaps, it's okay. You don't need to worry about the local plan. Patting on the head, and I'm thinking, what the hell have I done, Chair, over the last 4 years, working up on helping get a local plan approved and through the process? And I'm being kicked in the backside quite collectively and regularly on saying we're going to deviate from the local plan. I think, Chair, is that I am going to get on a bit back because I feel that aggrieved about this application. Is that yes, we're getting traffic signals on that proposed junction, but there's still an awful lot of other turning traffic going on in that place from the filling station from Barton Close, which the residents of Barton Close find it very difficult to get in and out of. Trying to turn right out of the filling, or even right into the filling station, is nigh on impossible. Added to that, with the increased amount and number of trains that are going to be using the nearby crossing, railway crossing, because of the expansion of the quarry, is that, you know, okay, we were told by Highways last week that they may link the crossing in with the signals, and yes, Barton aggregates and the county council are going to be improving that access with a super duper crossing, for instance. It's sort of added to it. Is that we're putting two fingers up at the public, the people of Barton Road, but in particular, the number of drivers being forced to drive on the 541. And in my case, Chair, the number of people are being forced to drive onto Forest Road to avoid the roadwork or the traffic. We are being proposed that there is mitigation schemes being in the pipeline. Well, fine, but I've seen no evidence of any work being taken place down there in the pipeline on the county council to mitigate the problems. We've not even got anywhere near getting the pumps through built at the other end of Barton Road and Junction Stevenson Way.
their decision to us tonight is to recommend approval. I can't agree with that, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Green. Councillor Ashford is next, but I would like, before Councillor Ashford comes in, to make sure that the officers come back to those on those comments. I don't know if you want to do it now or after Councillor Ashford.
Fully taken on board, everything Councillor Gidry's just said there. In terms of particularly reference to the local plan, if there wasn't anything in the local plan that Mr. Matley just mentioned in terms of S3, not precluding development outside limits, and then tying that in with policy EC2 of the local plan, then we wouldn't be recommending the approval of this. So I think in this instance, what we're recommending to members is that this application isn't contrary to policy S3 of the local plan, because that doesn't stop something going down on the edge of settlement being allowed. So we do take the local plan seriously, and we appreciate that members do as well. So I'd just like to make that point clear. In terms of the highways issues, we have been back to the Highways Authority during the week since the briefing, particularly in relation to questions around displacement of traffic and whether or not there's any requirement to do some additional modelling of particularly Grange Road, Waterworks Road. We specifically took that away from the briefing, and they've come back and said that that's not required, and in this instance would be unreasonable to ask for that information. And the Highway are satisfied themselves that the displacement of traffic along Grange Road and Waterworks Road would be fairly negligible. They do recognise that there will be some additional congestion as a result of this development, hence the requirement for the contribution in terms of the mitigation. So I don't think we're saying that there isn't any impact in terms of traffic, because there will be, but there is a mitigation strategy. I've come on to a point about the uncertainty about when works to the 511 corridor might happen. The County Council has confirmed to me today that there has been government confirmation at the end of last year that local roads across England will be included on a major road network known as MRN, and that will benefit from new National Roads Fund 2020, which can be cross matched against local contributions. At the moment, the council has secured, although not collected yet, but secured through Section 106 agreements, around £26 million worth of contribution for improvements on the A511 corridor. The MRN does include A roads in Leicestershire, and that does include the A511. Now, that doesn't guarantee funding because of the amount of money that the council have secured through their 106 agreements in Colville. They feel very positive that funding will happen to enable works to come forward on priority junctions on the 511 corridor.
Thank you, Councillor Ashford. I mean, the two issues, one which you sort of touched on, the local plan is currently under review specifically because we are short of employment plans. How much will this go towards addressing that if that's a quality concept straight away here? Because clearly that's something that's taken into consideration sitting on the local plan committee. That's one of the things we are looking at. And the second issue is, from my conversations with the planning, transport person, George from the County Council, I did press him on doing modelling outside this, and my understanding was that he said the scheme wasn't big enough to warrant that. I also did say if we were to refuse on this, what the County Highways would be, and he said we couldn't support you. I just wanted to just clarify those beforehand, because clearly, as with everyone, I looked in detail, and this isn't a straightforward cut and dry case that I have to look at this and take the assurance.
Specifics on
in terms of the shortfall.
putting in the update sheet the information I requested at the briefing meeting regarding the overall numbers of jobs that this site will cater for. I'm reassured to hear that there's £26 million of money being set aside for fiber run improvements. And can I also say it was heartening to hear the County Council representative of the highways that came to the briefing us. And I was heartened to see to hear him take our problems on board and seriously address them and give us a straight answer. It's more or less a comments rather than a question.
Thank you very much, Councillor Harrison.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I know planning can be very emotive, but really we have to look at it with a clear head. I look at the 8 statutory bodies who have no comments. I look at the 2 representations that we've received. I look at the potential of that site. What would happen to it? Would we build houses on it? Would it be potentially a housing development on that corner next to what's happening along that junction? I don't think so. I think that the development as shown is clearly an advantage to the gateway into Colville. It will never please everybody, but if it lay derelict, people would moan and groan. We have got to improve our highways, I understand that, and I've campaigned about particle damage causing lung damage, and something like 40,000 people die in a year. I understand all that, but we have a genuine application. I am concerned that if we're not successful with this particular application, they may well move out of our district and there may be inconvenience or loss of employment. We are building a great deal of homes in that area. So I just feel that really there isn't anything that is in good planning law that we could say this isn't right. So I will most certainly vote for this. I'm mindful of colleagues and people around this table and in this council chamber who probably feel, well, why? Well, we have an application. It's our job and duty to look at it in planning ways, under planning considerations. And I'm not convinced there is a legitimate legal objection to this. I wish to support Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Harrison. Councillor Harrison, would you like to speak?
Yes, Chairman, thank you. I think I said at the briefing we had last week that this could be an exciting project for the gateway in Colville. I've got no problem with that. Problem I have is the highway issue. We need to sort the highway issue out before we even start this. It's a nightmare down there. Four people on Barnum Close cannot get out. Barnum Close. They have to go down to the big boat. If you want to go forward, Ashby, you have to go down to Berkshire roundabout, or one petrol station, or then turn around and go back. It's ridiculous. Provided by the applicant agent allegedly, to provide
traffic movement is going to be in one day, on average, 101 lbs and 38 lbs in the morning AM, and then in the afternoon we've got 90 lbs and 26 hgvs. Well, that's really a jungle, knowing how many that is in a day.
And while our officers are looking to see if they've got that information, I'll just make a couple of comments if I can. a lot of people have said that North West only seems to be attracting distribution centres, etc. Well, this engineering side, the production of parts for aircraft engines, etc., etc., is incredibly high tech. At the forefront of technological production.
Councillor Adams, Councillor Ashford, Councillor Bohm, Councillor Coxon, Councillor Harrison, Councillor Jones, Councillor Legree, Councillor Smith, Councillor Rikiki.
Thank you. Just hope we get an application for Ashley Downs in.
Oh, we got it.